Hey guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in. I hope your all's week has been smooth. I hope your Sunday has been reset, and I hope we are just relaxing now. So super excited to get into it today. We actually have a very exciting guest back with us today. Not her first time being on Simply You. Sure as hell will not be her last. Everyone, please welcome my lifelong sister, my bestest friend ever, Natalie Bretcher. Thank you so much for being here today again.
You're so welcome. It's been a little bit long overdue.
Yes, long overdue. So it's time to catch up, yes, to say the least. Super excited to get into it today. I feel like last time we talked, we kind of slowly let the people into like our friendship and like how we are and like how close we are now and like how we were able to like maintain our friendship and like our sisterhood within literally like 24 fucking years, which is crazy.
Yes,
we run deep to say the least. It runs deep with us. We're as fuck, dude. But now that you all kind of know our history and our background and kind of our foundation that we've set, we wanted to get into today a little bit about more where we're exactly from, because for those of you all who do know, most of you all listening probably do not know about just where we were from and how we grew up and just like what that looked like for us. And honestly, like especially towards high school, where we grew up, especially in the city of Louisville, became so apparent, and it became such a thing that was like a dictator into like our friends and like bullies and just like school, like in general, like where we grew up and how we grew up just became such a big thing in our lives. And I feel like we were like almost like constantly having to like defend ourselves, especially in high school. So today I was thinking that we could get into just like that entire journey and how that was, and just really like the backlash that we got for even being from the South End of Louisville. For those of you all who don't know, we are from the South End, born and raised. And with that, there's a lot of negative things, especially if you're from Louisville, that you can hear if you are from the South End. And like, especially us too, going from living in the South End of Louisville, then going to an all-girls private Catholic school for high school, like it was just such a drastic change and like
such a shift.
And I feel like for us, it was like a culture shock in the sense of seeing how like the other side lived, almost, on like just like seeing like pure like entitlement almost, which I hate to say it, and like they just moved differently.
And it was very apparent though, like when we, like even freshman year, like when we walked in and like you're trying to make friends, this, that, and the other, and like somebody be like, oh, we're, like where do you live? Mind you, like freshmen, we can't drive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like, even if you like wanted to hang out, it's like, oh, your parents have to,
or
whoever's parents is picking you up, so whatever. So it'd be like, where do you live? And I remember I would always be like, you're not gonna know where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, where do you live?
Yep.
Oh, like
the South.
Near Iroquois, whatever. Mm-hmm. Blah blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Like near DeSales.
Or like something like the South End, and they'd be like, oh, what's that? What exit is that?
What exit is that off of? And you're like, oh, it's off of
Southern Parkway, 3rd Street, whatever.
And they're like, oh, I heard that was...
Oh, that's not... What?
My parents won't let me go out there. It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The amount of times my parents will not let me go out there.
Yeah.
They think it's dangerous. They think it's ghetto. Oh my God, why? It is like, oh my God.
No, but if you like think about it now, I like laugh because like that shit is reality.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up in literally with just fucking blinders on.
Blinders on.
And you don't have any idea what life is like really like you. Now, again, given us, like we were very privileged. To be able to go to the school we went to.
Absolutely. And like, Assumption is not cheap at all.
No.
Like, it is not easy to, I think, maintain, especially being in a position where you have multiple kids going into private Catholic schools.
Or, like, doing the extra
curriculum and doing sports and doing, like, all of this stuff, too. Like, it does cost money. But that's where, too, like, it was always so funny to me whenever people would dig on the fact that we were from the South End and how we were ghetto and trash and how we were this and that, but then like like, we still, like, ended up in the same exact place as you. Like, I'm like, how can we truly be trash if we are in the same exact school as you? Like, at that point, you're just calling yourself trash then, because this, like, whole school is trash, and they're going to let trash in. You feel me? Like,
and literally nobody there is, like,
no.
It's just their perception
of what the South End is.
They take it as, no, I guess I can't really speak for them because we grew up there, and I don't really think it's trash. That's all, like, we know.
That's all we know, exactly.
But, like, if you're from Louisville, then you know, like, South End, okay, you think about it, it's like U of L, Churchill Downs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one could say, like, it's a little, like,
it's a little run down. Like, I feel like it's not going to be, like, the East End. It's not going to be, like, the Cherokee
Park. No, but it's, like,
where you have all of these, like, modernized houses.
Yeah.
Or even, like, I think, like, in Cherokee, I mean, like, that has more, like, historical houses. I feel like as far as, like, the, like, those houses have been here for, like, years.
Especially in, like, that, you will not see any shotgun houses.
No.
Like, that is Churchill Downs.
Right.
Shotgun houses.
Yes.
Which, whatever. Okay.
And, mm-hmm. like,
but growing up, like, we were just like, oh, yeah.
We were just like, whatever. But where I feel like people get it just, like, there's such, like, a misconception, I feel like, for the South End and, like, for the people who are from the South End, because they just automatically think that, like, we're dumb, we're stupid,
yeah.
that we aren't, like, educated, we're poor, we can't afford this, that we're literally just, like, trash.
Like, there's so many stories that we'll probably get into today that it's just, like, you're just gonna, like, realize, like, oh, like, maybe we're being dramatic here, but, like, actually, we're not actually
like, we're not. And there is nothing wrong with coming from, like, a super nice and wealthy neighborhood. Like,
no.
There is nothing wrong with coming from wealth. I just think it's how you perceive people who don't come from the same. And that's where I feel like we were around so many wealthy people and wealthy families, and they could not wrap their head around the fact that not all families come from the same exact amount of wealth. And instead of just, like, being open to that, like, freaked them out.
And
like,
not,
we,
yeah.
Like, we were seen as, like, freaks almost.
And not, like, I think it also, like, people had a hard time, like, oh, like, people from there can go to this school too.
Yes. Like, oh my gosh, that's such a good point too.
Like, yes.
That's such a good point.
Not everyone that you're gonna meet in the South End is your how you in your head, like, how you perceive, like, the stereotype of that place.
Mm-hmm. That is so true too, because I feel like people from the East End, I feel like, hold themselves on, like, this
pedestal,
and it's like them, and then it's like everyone else is just below them, and then it's like as soon as I feel like you and I specifically, and one more girl too, but as soon as we all went to Assumption, and we were mainly, like, the South End girls at, like, Assumption at the time too,
because
there were, like, a couple more, like, a few, like, ahead of us, like, a few, like, in our grade too.
Yeah.
But for the most part, as far as, like, I think people who, like, were super into, like, the extra curriculum things and stuff, like, we were really, like, the ones from the South End that were, like, really ingraining ourselves in the school that way. And I feel like that, like, freaked people out because they held themselves up to, like, this standard that, like, that was only for them.
They
just couldn't be there. Anyone could do that. And it was like, as soon as we actually, like, worked our asses off to actually get those spots and to, like,
and
get that opportunity,
and so did our parents.
We actually, like, not that we, like, thrived, but, like, we, like, did our fucking shit though too. Like, we made ourselves known. Like I'm not saying
okay,
that we
but also
popular,
can we talk
but,
about,
like,
there are stories, like,
yeah,
there,
which we will get into for sure. The tea's about to be spilled.
But is it even tea?
It's really not tea. It's just reality.
No, that's just, like, what happened. And
it's just
fine.
It's just a life story. And again, no shade or anything like that.
No.
But again, like, no shade for people who come from wealth, no shade for any of that, but just...
No, like,
whenever
we are privileged, too.
No, trust me, we are so privileged. The fact that, I mean, like, our skin tone, privileged enough. Like, that is all the privilege that we could ever fucking need on this earth to actually get the opportunities, because we're already 10 miles ahead just from that. So I think, like, we are so privileged, and trust me, we know we are very grateful. But that being said, coming from...
There's just...
There's
a different set of privilege.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
yes.
There's
layers of privilege.
Yes. Yes.
There's layers of privilege.
Period.
So let's break down the layers. That was kind of fire.
Wait, the layers, but we only know our layer.
Yeah, there's still layers beyond even what we've seen,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, you know? We don't even know.
Like, we don't even know. There's still, like, the rest of the layers to even uncover and peel back. But I feel like to be able to actually peel back the rest of the layers, you have to start peeling back.
And I feel like you have to experience it yourself.
Yes.
And that, which we did at Assumption.
Yes, we experienced it plenty.
To say the
yes.
Least.
So, I guess the first question for us then is, we'll start off with something like fun and light, actually. So what are some of your favorite memories from growing up in the South End?
Oh, I have tons, actually.
Me too.
I have like a lot. I remember no one knows, but we went to St. Nicholas Academy. It's in the South End.
Go Panthers!
Yes. People, some are like, oh, it's the purple school. Yeah, it's the purple school.
It is the purple school.
We went there.
State champs, baby, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was actually, like, I think we made, like, the greatest, like, we had a great friend group.
St. Nicholas was great.
We did so many, like, we did so many
We were things. In choir. We were in salsa club, which we created salsa club, too.
I have, like, so many
We were in leadership.
I didn't make it.
I didn't make it either. Tyler Hendrickson beat me out.
Remember, yeah.
For chair.
I didn't make it either.
We both didn't make it. We tried to go for leadership, but okay. We were in, what was it? The YMCA, not the YMCA, that one thing with that one English teacher. Where you like make applause and then go.
KYA.
Yeah,
we did
KYA.
KYA
was fun.
KYA. Oh, we did like a ton of stuff, but like I have so many good memories, like not involving Carly, but like I lived 4 minutes away from my cousins who I grew up with. Like we would go summers were great, like we would go on our mid-morning walks or we'd go on bike rides, we'd go like to the park, like we'd go to Iroquois Park. Mm-hmm.
Always outside.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff. And then, like, me and Carly, our parents, like, we went to the pool all the time.
All the time. Like, there were so many videos of us at the pool.
Oh,
making up dances.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Like, we
did
were
so
always
much.
Just doing
golf
stuff.
Golf course.
Always on the golf course. Whether or not we were playing, we were driving around and then just, like, the golf cart. We would go sledding.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, down the
yes.
Park Hill.
And I feel like, too, something that just always sticks out to me is just, and, like, you mentioned your cousins, and that's where I feel like being from the South End, like, it creates such a genuine feel of, like, a community because, like, whenever we would even go, like, to, like, your cousin's house or something like that, like, they're neighbors or like their friends would also come or like our school friends would come and like I feel like it was just more like a less judgmental, just like an open like environment, like even like the fucking like fish fries, like I remember we would always everyone would go to our St. Nicholas fish fry from our school and like it was just so fun because like
do you think about that, like I think about like or the picnics, like those
yes.
were our like first like low-key like not party, but like,
it would be
parties.
Like
a party
because our because
we would
talk to like the guys there too. We would always be going out to the field, and there might be like a big bonfire. We would
just
be like going
bullshit.
Out, like literally fucking around, flirting
bullshit.
With all of these guys.
Bullshit. Literally, we bullshitted, and that is pretty much what our childhood was.
Yes, was just bullshitting and getting in trouble in school because we talked too much. Like, that's literally what it was.
No, but that was I don't know. Like, I can't. Say like I have a specific favorite memory, I guess, from growing up, but I appreciate more than I could ever show. Like I appreciate my parents and your parents for like allowing us to have that like opportunity to grow up there.
Me too.
And maybe we didn't appreciate it back then, but like now that we're older and there's like looking back on it, it's like I think it's one of the
find it. I know what you're trying to say.
It's like one of the most things I'm grateful for.
Yes.
There's a better way to say that. But
yeah. Agreed. Because I feel like genuinely growing up in the South End, like it just shapes you in such a different way. Because like I do think that you are exposed to so much there too. Like we were exposed to so many different cultures and people and walks of life and stories so early that that was never weird for us at all to hear and see.
And now being where we are now,
it's so nice. I feel like to have that background because I think it makes us so much more.
But
open
you see,
and empathetic to actually hearing people and seeing people and where they come from, rather than just looking at them and being like, they're poor, they're this and
but
that.
But that's because we grew up around that, so to us that's more normal.
It's more normal, exactly.
Being from there, seeing how much people could struggle, seeing how...
firsthand struggles, too.
Seeing how, like, oh, like, we... aren't struggling like that, but
we're one step away from
our parents are working their asses off to provide for us because they want us to have a great, like, a better life. And like, I think that is one thing, like, that appreciation and gratefulness and all that, like, we wouldn't have as much of that if we never were exposed to what we were exposed to.
Agreed. God, you just worded that.
Was that good?
That was great.
I was going to say that. I was like,
that was really good. I actually love that. And I do agree because I feel like our parents, like, we saw how hard and how much that they worked all the time. Like, just because our, like I feel like both of our dads were just constantly nonstop working. Literally, like, constantly, like, all day damn near. Working, like, two jobs sometimes. Working double shifts.
Yeah, my dad wouldn't be home, like, even in the summers, like, when he became a teacher, he did his little grass-cutting business.
Right.
Like, he would not be home the whole day.
The whole day.
And then my mom would be at work, too.
At work, exactly. That's how, I mean, like, same. Me and my older brother, I remember we would get home from school, and my mom would literally come home later on after work, and then my dad would literally come home so freaking late at night.
Yeah.
That, I mean, like, I barely saw him growing up. Just, I mean, like, just... because he was constantly working, trying to be able to make sure that, like,
we could do
be able to make sure that I could play club volleyball and go to a private Catholic school and, you know, like, just give me all of these things. And I feel like, I feel like genuinely seeing our parents struggle as well as seeing the people, like, around us struggle when at least how you can struggle.
Be in the same boat as them.
Right, exactly. Like, I feel like it... just makes you so appreciative, especially just growing up, just really seeing how the world works from, like an adult lens, I feel like. It makes
now.
You, right now.
Yeah.
Like, I have never felt so much gratitude for my parents and just making all the sacrifices. Cause, like,
no, I know.
Because, like, that's where, too, it made me realize how much that our parents genuinely sacrifice just to make sure that we could go to a school for fuck's sake. Like, really think about that. Which, again, mind you, I am so, so, so thankful that they pushed us and worked so hard so that we could go to Assumption, because I think that that was one of the greatest things ever as far as just where...
how we ended up. Women.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But I do think that they had to sacrifice so much because they were never, like, accustomed to... just that wealth. Like, they had to earn and work for every single fucking penny. And that's where, too, like, I feel like there's some people who I think can grow up and they see their parents making money, or it's like they see their parents working hard, but there was never that conversation of, like, you have to be able to work for things in life. And that's where I feel like with us, like, our parents always were constantly tell us how much and how hard that we had to work to be able to actually get places. It was never something like, we are working so hard for you just to be able to have it easy. Like, it was almost like passed down the work ethic in that sense.
But you know, something also, because I feel like you're going to be able to relate to this, is that neither of our parents ever made it feel like
that we were struggling.
Like, we didn't ever know.
We didn't know how bad it was.
And to this day, I still don't know really how bad it was. I know, like, we were definitely living paycheck to paychecks, like, for sure.
For sure.
Like, what I never would have known as a child, and I didn't, because of how good they hid it from us.
They, like, masked it with how much that they sacrificed
for us. We still, like, there was not one thing my parents would say, like, an opportunity wise, like, yes, I got told no. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm going with. But, like, I definitely got told no. But, like, opportunity wise, there was not one thing that my parents ever said no. Like, it was always, they were always going to figure it out.
Yes.
And I really, growing up, knowing how expensive everything is, like, now I'm like, holy shit, like, I could never, ever repay them. Ever.
God, that is so true. You just articulated that so well, too. Oh, my God. Because that's where I feel like growing up, which I 100,000% agree that our parents never once let us feel like we were behind.
Never. That's what I'm saying.
That we were not good enough, that we were poor, that we
didn't belong somewhere.
Like, if anything, like, they made us truly believe and feel that we had it all, that we had the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, and it was crazy because, like, I would say until for me specifically, because you were... Like, you were a lot better in high school, I think, with owning the fact that you were from the South End, whereas I feel like in the beginning, I was more so embarrassed whenever I started to get that backlash, like, that kind of, like, threw me off, but I'm gonna get to that in a second.
Okay, yeah.
But,
yeah.
For this specifically, though, for me, like, up until I got to Assumption, like, and even still, like, my freshman year at Assumption, like, it felt like I had the world, which is crazy, because, like, my parents, like, were the same. Like we were sometimes living paycheck to paycheck. Our dinners, like, I mean, like,
it was pizza.
We always had pizza, but, like, there was times where, like, our dinners were, like, a $5 pizza sometimes, or, like, a Little Caesars. And, it was to that point. But
and guess what? I would always be like, yes.
I'd be so excited. Like, are you kidding me? But that's where I feel like our parents, I feel like, always taught us to be grateful for every single thing that we have. And that's where I feel like we truly felt that we had it all, because we were so grateful just for how much that we saw and how much that we had too.
Yeah. And that was always... until we got to high school, that was all normal to us.
That was all normal, you know? Like, that's all that we saw. And that's where I feel like going into high school, we felt like we had it all. We felt like we were wealthy in that sense. I mean, like, I genuinely felt like I was just, like, rich in life. Like, I felt like as far as, like, my friends, the school, volleyball.
But we've also never been really, like, super materialistic.
Yes, that's true, too. Like, we never prided ourselves on having, like, the best bag, on, like, the best shoes. Like, and then I think also partially is because we did go to St. Nicholas. So, like...
And everybody had the same...
And everyone had the same LLB backpack. Like,
yeah.
Let's be real. Everyone had the same exact thing, just in, like, a different color, with, like, a different font or whatever.
Something. Yeah.
But
there was never, like...
There was never a conversation about... Yes.
But there was never, like, that. Everyone at St. Nicholas was on the same, like, we were all like this. Like, nobody had anything better or
better to show.
Like, or, like, worse. Like, everybody was kind of just, like, same shit.
Agreed. Except there was one girl who was rich as hell, but she was so, like, she was so open and generous. No, Alexis Rose.
Don't put them in there.
It's okay, Georgia. Don't put them in there, please. Do not say that.
But yes, she... 100%.
But, yeah. But I would say, like, 95% of the people that we were around, we all were at the same level, I feel like, as living in what we had. And we all just, like, embraced it. And we're like,
yes,
this is completely good for us.
But we thought that, no, like, because we'd never seen more.
That was normal.
Like, all that was so normal. And then I think the first, like, whenever we got to high school, it'd be like, readjust. That, like, level, I was saying, like, that level at St. Nicholas, like, we were all the same and nothing ever felt different or more or less.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's like we were all just
that's
similar.
Same.
We
nothing
were all
ever
equals.
Felt, yeah, nothing
we were
ever,
all equals.
But I'll say, when we got to high school, it'd be like when I visited my friend's house or something for the first time and I really saw the fucking difference. Like,
the different ways of living.
I was like, oh my God, like, that's when I questioned everything, but that's when I was like, they can never come to my house.
Yes. And as soon as that thought happened, that was whenever my view on how we grew up was slowly starting to pivot in high school.
Yes.
For me, personally.
And I think we might have said this last time, but I hate myself for ever thinking that.
I do too. And like, I have so much shame for not being proud of where I come from. But I was so ashamed of being from the South End in high school. I would do everything in my power to say that I was from anywhere else but then. I would literally sometimes that week tell people whenever they would be like, where do you live? Oh, I just live a few exits down from Poplar. I would even say which way. I would just say that. Oh, yeah, I got no Poplar, yeah.
Okay, no, I was never
it,
like that.
It was so, because I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed to say, I'm so ashamed.
Like, I don't know. Mine was, like, not great for sure, but it was not that bad.
Mine was bad. I would be, literally afraid. Or I would say that I lived close to these sales.
But also, then also one time, like, I had my little friend group, and we never went to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, when are we going to go to your house? Like, we're always over, we've been to everybody mm-hmm. else's. And I was like, oh, like, my house isn't really, like a hangout house.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest,
your house is the perfect hangout house.
The outside part.
Yeah.
But like, there's nowhere for like people to sleep. So I was like, I wasn't really lying. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, it's a great house to hang out with if you're like a kid and you're like want to play outside.
Mm, but sleepovers, I can sleep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause that's how mine is too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So like, I wasn't really lying. But I also had like the back in my head like, oh, I don't want them up
here. You don't.
But. Okay, this is where it all changed.
Talk to me.
So, I don't remember what year parents got divorced. Mom moved into an apartment. Okay, so then I was really embarrassed. Because, oh my God, no one at Assumption lived in an apartment.
Literally.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So.
They probably hadn't even heard of an apartment.
They're like, oh my God, what's an apartment?
No, literally.
What's a lease? What's literally. Rent? But. I'm not writing you out, Mom. Mom was a cool-ass mom. She would buy us things mm-hmm. we didn't need. We shouldn't have been partaking in, whatever.
Girl, my parents are the same.
Exactly.
Mom would do the same thing, so.
So, then I would have my friends over to the apartment, and I was so freaking nervous the first time they came over. I was like, oh my God, they're going to judge me so bad. Like, we only had a two-bedroom, and, like, it was me, my little sister, and Mom. Mm-hmm. So, me and my little sister literally shared a room there. Which, like, I don't care. Like,
right.
I'm not ashamed of that at all.
No,
not now.
And you shouldn't be.
Back then, yeah.
You, mm-hmm.
But, like, my mom was doing the best that she fucking could.
Literally.
And I see
at
that.
At the end of the day, you still had a roof over your head.
Literally.
That's how that matters.
Food on the table.
Food on the table, roof over the head.
Still,
and a car to take you from point A to point B safely.
Literally.
If you have those three things,
still doing all the things that I was doing before.
Like, literally.
So then
you never missed a beat, no matter how much your parents was struggling.
Yeah, no. But so then I was so nervous when they came over the first time. I was like, oh my God, they're gonna think everybody but Maggie, to be honest. Because I was like, Maggie's not gonna give one fuck.
No, she won't. Because she's always just been so grounded.
Yeah.
And I think that goes to her parents.
1,000%.
Because her parents are so grounded.
I was like, oh my God, they're gonna judge. Like, I was literally like freaking out. And I would never tell anybody this.
Right.
Like, I was
right.
Not gonna tell my mom. I was not gonna talk to Ash. I was just be freaking out. Like, oh my God, what are they gonna think? Didn't say one thing.
And And isn't that crazy that we get so worked up because we're so afraid about what they're gonna think about our parents' house that they have
situation. But that does go to say like. That's not how every friend would have been.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, agreed.
Completely. These were my really close friends in high school. Like, we wanted to hang out. And, we went over there. And then after they came over the first time, literally they would be like, can we just go over to your mom's?
I love that. Because
you know
they started
saying?
To like it. They started to...
You know what I'm saying? Like, they felt comfortable. Like, whatever. Like, it was what it was.
They felt safe. They
yeah.
Felt,
like, it was
they
what
felt,
it was.
Right. Exactly. I love that.
So that's also a shift, and I was like, yeah, like, fuck it. I don't really care. Like,
I love that.
You all have these great, like, houses, great, whatever, but
these
like.
These 3-story houses with
like,
elevators in them and all this
and
stuff.
And, like, that's great. Great for
right.
you. Not me.
No, literally, you're like.
Not me.
you're like, well, you can walk up 5 steps.
And you'd be at
my mom's second floor apartment.
Yeah, or we can go to my dad's and, like, we'll still be this outfit.
No, literally.
But that's her, like, that's when I stopped caring.
I
realized that I wasn't going to be judged really for it. Or maybe if they were going to judge me.
That you just didn't care.
I was like, if they're going to judge me for, like, that, I don't want to be a friend. I don't want to be friends with you.
Right, like, you're just alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel that.
I feel like for me, in the beginning, like, freshman year, because that was whenever I was hanging out with some of, like, the girls in the grade, like, above me, like, Trip and, like, all of them. And Trip's parents lived, like, in the South End, too. So, like, at that point, like, I was still kind of running around with, like, still, like, a South End crowd as far as that went. So, from there, like, my freshman year, okay, given. It was a fucking cultural shock to see all of these girls at 14 years old coming in with these designer bags and all this stuff. And I'm literally coming in with, like, my bag from, like, Target or something like that. And I'm like, what is going on? They're like, where'd you get your bag? I was like, Target. And they're like, oh. I was like, what do you mean, oh? It's cute.
It's cute. And we're just tossing these bitches around. Like,
literally. Like, what? Like, I'm not going to bring a $500 bag into Assumption High School for
and toss it on this dirty ass ground.
Literally. Like, no. So, I felt like that was the first culture shock. And then I remember being in, I was in one of my classes. And I was just, like, around all these girls who were just from this, or not from the South, and who were from the East End. They were going to, like, all of these, like, schools, like, St. Margaret Mary, St. Adam, like, just, like, all of, like, all of, like, that group. And I was like, fuck. And then I remember they asked me where I was from. And then by this point, I was just like, it's, like, out by, like, DeSales. Like, you probably, like, won't really know it or whatever. And literally as soon as I said that, they were like, oh, my God, that's so far. That's so far. How do you get here? I got that before. I said,
same way you get here, bitches.
I said,
in a car.
I said, my mom dropped me off. I'm like, what do you mean, how did I get here? Like, what kind of question is that? Like, genuinely, what? Like, it was just, like, a constant, like, defending of, like, where I was from. But I felt like the first time I felt truly, like, ashamed and nervous to, like, show people, like, where I was from, or just, like, say that I was from the South End, was honestly, I think, the end of my freshman year, whenever I was starting to, like, talk to more people, like, in, like, my classes who, like, weren't on, like, my volleyball team. And whenever they would ask to hang out and stuff, they would, which, again, I, like, really, like, was not the one that people were asking to, like, go hang out with, like, on the weekends. That was never me in high school. Like, people
bitch,
really,
it was me.
You were on the verge of being popular, but then they...
because I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, you could have definitely been in the popular group, but
I didn't.
But she
No. Didn't.
But that never, like, appealed to me.
That did not appeal to me whatsoever.
No.
And I, no.
No, yeah. No. That never, ever, ever appealed to you. And
they were not my crowd.
Well, they were never going to ask me, so. They were never going to act. I was never even a consideration.
Well,
with that.
Why would you?
Which, I mean.
Why would you want to be?
Exactly. Which,
okay,
again, I'm very,
sorry,
very happy that I was not in that
everything
crowd.
Everything worked out the way that it worked out for a reason.
It did, completely. But I will say, I started to feel so ashamed of where I was from whenever they would come back from their weekends and they would talk about going to this place or this picnic out east,
Saint
or going
Michael
to
picnic or something.
Yes. And like going over to this girl's house, and then I was like I am not involved in your all's world at all. And that's where, like, I just constantly felt like such, like, an outsider, and I blamed it on where I was from. And that's where I feel like part of, like, the issue in high school was honestly, like, me in that sense, because, like, I felt like I was, like, holding myself back in so many ways because I was, like, so afraid of people seeing me for, like, what, like, I really was. And that was just, like a cool, chill girl who honestly did not give a fuck who was from the South End. But like, for me, like, I was trying to put on this mask for so long that, like, I was this, like, preppy girl. And
you
like
just wanted
this.
To fit in.
I just wanted to fit in so bad, and I tried everything in my power to fit in. because I constantly felt like I was an outsider.
You always.
And I always, like that. I always craved wanting to fit in and wanting to belong into that group and to belong like in the crowd and stuff like that. And I felt like whenever I stopped giving a fuck about fitting in and being in a crowd was, I feel like, going into my senior year of high school. And that was whenever, like, all of that shit went down. And at that point, I was like, fuck it. Like, I was like, ah. Like, I was like, I'm just going to focus on me. I'm just going to focus on volleyball, focusing on going to
college.
Right. And then at that point, like, I'm set fucking free from this place. Like, I, just because, like, at that point, I was feeling so, like, lost and confused. Because, again, I felt like I was trying to conform into, like, who they were and, like, what they looked like.
And 3.5 years.
Exactly. And it was just so exhausting. And then, yeah.
And I feel like also, like, it was kind of, you surrounded yourself with the same people in school and volleyball. There was never a separation. So you could never really, escape that. Whereas, like.
So true.
To be honest, I honestly, like, I had my volleyball. Like, I had my volleyball team. And then I had my other school people. Mm-hmm. And
you had such a
regardless, like, yes, like, most of them, none of them really were from the South End, but they were from different places other than just, like, that
like, one, that center
that
spot.
That spot, like, everybody was from at Assumption. So I think that helped me also, and I also don't really think, like, don't get me wrong, like, I for sure would want, like, everybody wants to fit in.
100%.
I just feel like I came to that conclusion a lot sooner than you were. I was just like, I'm not from there. I'll never be from there. And that's fucking fine.
And that's fine. That is so true. Yes. And I think you literally just hit it on the nail. Like, you just accepted that fact so much sooner, where I feel like for me, it took so long to accept that I was trying so hard to fight where I was from. And I was trying to be this girl who just came from where they came from. And that's where, like, for me, and I will never, ever, ever feel, or sorry, I would never not feel ashamed for feeling like this, but, like, there was a point in high school where, like, I felt like my parents could do anything. Like, they could sacrifice literally anything, and it was never gonna be
enough for me to fit in.
It was never going to be enough for me to fit in with
like, who you wanted to be fitted in with.
Yes, and with, like, what they had. So then at that point, I was, like, resenting my parents because I was like, well, they get this, and they're doing this, and they won't come here because they think that this place is ghetto, and that, because, I mean, like, that's also what I heard so many times.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. So many people would be like, I thought that the South End was ghetto or scary, or, like, they would say how their parents wouldn't let them go to the South.
Yes.
I heard that so many times.
And
my parents will not. My parents will not let me go down to the
South
End.
They will not let me drive down there.
They will not let me drive down to the South End. I'm like, well, clearly we are still living.
It doesn't change because Hillary, my cousin, who is going to be a freshman in college this year, dealt with that too.
Are you serious?
Like, it doesn't change, and it never will change, just because that's just how it is there. And I'm not saying that that's okay, because it's not. It should never be okay. And you,
it should never be okay.
You're just from where you're from, and that's good enough no matter where it is, where you are. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just what it is.
It's just crazy to me, because people from the South End would never be like, people from the South End would never refuse to go to the East End. And be like,
ever.
And be like, yes, okay, to the people from the East End. It's like, well, why would you complain?
Whenever you're going somewhere better.
But for me, it's like, what's really better about it? Just because you have higher ceilings? Like, literally, like,
because you have, like,
because
a community that you turn into for your neighborhood.
Right.
Like, instead of a gated community.
Exactly. Like, there's, and that's where I feel like it's truly never going to change, as far as parents and these kids not wanting to go to the South End because they think it's risky, they think it's dangerous, they think it's
because they think that they're going to get in a drive-by and get shot.
They think that they're going to get shot, that they're going to get killed, that they're going to get murdered, that they're going to get raped, that they're going to
get kidnapped,
that they're going to get kidnapped, that they're going to be
all,
like,
the above,
trash,
all
that,
the above.
Mm-hmm, that they're going to be considered trash. And it's like, no, like, that is really not the case. But, like, just because the South and I think looks different and I think it's not this most polished.
We don't have the money that the East has.
No, we don't. And that's the reality of it. But it does not mean that we are not good enough. It does not mean that we do not deserve all of the same opportunities. And it does not mean that we cannot have the same
It should not reflect on, like, the people, like...
Yes.
Like, yeah.
It's such a bias.
We don't... Truly, we don't have what... We don't have the money that people from the East have.
No.
That's a fact.
It is a fact.
And that is fine.
And it's fine.
But... I guess the perceptions is, like, what is not fine.
Mm.
Because you're looking down on us because of something that we have no control over.
Mm.
We never had, in high school, we never had control over, like, how much money our parents made.
Facts.
The decisions that our parents made for us.
Mm. That's out of our control. But, but what we can control is
how we perceived them and how they perceived us.
And we always treated every single person with respect. We always, the way that we spoke, the way that we viewed their backs, the way that they viewed anything,
fine.
That's cute. Congratulations,
that's
right? Like, it's fine. Exactly. But that's where they...
But that's the difference.
Right. Is that...
The difference is the perception because of what you're so used to.
Mm-hmm. Is that they can't even comprehend or be open to the fact that we could still be people that they can sit down and talk to and not think
with
that
we're
trash.
With the same amount of respect.
Yes. And not think that we're trash, that we're stupid, that we come from nothing. Like, which again, even if that is true, even if we do come from nothing, why do you think it is okay to not treat someone with respect just because their parents make less than their parents? Yay, it's charging.
We're going to get into stories now.
Okay, yeah, let's just get into stories and then I'll...
And then we'll finish with the questions because there's stories and... Oh,
yeah. Woo! Okay. Let's get into it.
Okay, for starters, I have like two.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, we'll start. First one... This is just like what shows you, like, this just like proves like kind of what we're saying. Okay. So, my childhood home is on a street where the TARC runs.
Mmm.
The TARC is the bus. Sorry. The TARC is.
People don't know.
Yeah, but like Louisville, it's a TARC. So, one of our. Is it a retreat? Or was it a trip?
Oh, where the bus dropped you off.
No, it didn't drop me off, but...
It drove by your house.
That was crazy.
Was it for service on Tuesdays?
What was it that... No, it wasn't Axe. It was Mission Week? Maybe it was
Mission Week.
We went out and did something. I don't know what we were doing, but...
Yeah, we, like, basically would go out into groups, into the community, all spread, like, across the world and do some sort of, like, active service.
Yes. Okay, well, whatever this was, I don't remember what we were doing. But, so, I was in this group, and we had been riding the TARC. I don't remember. It must have been retreat, because we went down this one. I don't know what it was, but... So, we're on the TARC that rides on the street that passes my house. And I'm like, we're on the TARC, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's my house. At least three girls, at least. Mind you, there's other people on this TARC. Like, there's other people on this TARC that ride the TARC probably daily. Like, it's like, they're still there, like, regular. And I was like, oh my god, there's my house. No, I'm not kidding. At least three of them were like, literally this face, like, really? I said.
Again, like, in what world is that okay to react that
way? Like, literally, this was me. Why would I lie?
Again.
I said, that's where I live.
And they were too sad to speak.
No, they looked at me like, I kid you not, like, I was like an alien from a different planet. Like, why would I live there? Now, like, curb appeal, my house, like, it's not, like, small from when you, like, look at it from the
It's very street. Tall.
Yeah, it's a tall, like, house. Like, it's like,
yes,
whatever. But, like, yeah, so they looked at me and they're like,
you live there. Like, asking it in a way, like, you actually live there.
Yeah.
Yes. Like you actually live in that type of house.
You like, live in this house on this street where we're on the TARC and the TARC passes by your house.
TARC passes your house. Yep.
Literally, that was basically what it was. And that's one of the times I was like, now what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yeah. Literally, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Because I'm like, clearly, like, I'm telling you all this because, like, one, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
And two, like, I'm proud of where I come from.
Period.
And that's when I realized, I was like, holy shit, like, these people. Like,
these people are fucking ruthless.
I was like, these people, like, really don't know what it's like. And that's also what because I told mom that, and she was like, Nat, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know, like, that this is real life.
Mm-hmm. Like, they have no clue.
They have no idea. Like, they have no idea. So that was one of the stories, and that really made me, like,
I love that story just because it's literally
that. I told you that, too. I was like, we drove past my house.
Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, God,
what they say.
Yeah, and I already knew that they were not going to like it. I just knew it for a fact. Well, that was whenever I remember I have a story. So, because I don't live in a neighborhood at all. Like, I grew up living on one big hill where there was probably, like,
eight houses. Yeah, you just live on a hill.
Right.
Like, but it's, like, a street, and then, like, her house is on a street, but the street is a big hill.
Yes, it's, like, there's a street, and then my hill is, like, adjacent to the street.
Yes.
So, it's not a neighborhood. It's just a fact.
No.
I do not live in a neighborhood.
Me either.
Yes, we both do not live in a neighborhood.
There's not really one person, I think, that we associated ourselves with, like, in grade school, I think, that really, like,
lived in a true neighborhood.
A true neighborhood, like,
yeah. Like, that was never.
We kind of, like, except for a couple people lived in Park Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, like, one of the nice neighborhoods in the South End.
I wanted to live in Park Ridge, like, so bad. Like, I thought that the Park Ridge people were, like,
so rich.
Yeah.
And we're, like, we, like, finally get to high school and go meet with our friends in the East, and we're, like,
and you're like, damn, Park Ridge is no better.
Yeah. But no.
Okay, anyways.
We both live on literally just
streets. Your mom is a group.
Like streets.
Yes. So, one of the first stories that comes to my head is that, so, I did not live in a neighborhood, and we were in, I think it was maybe in, like, my homeroom or something like that. We were talking about what neighborhood that we all lived in. So everyone was going around saying that they live in this neighborhood. And of course,
they live in St. Matthew.
Yes. And of course, everyone knows all of these neighborhoods that everyone's saying because they all live in the same fucking section. It's just like a different.
Literally, it's like
it's all connected. It's just like a different line of it. But so then we finally get to me. And I literally go, I don't live in a neighborhood. And the amount, like, it was silence.
Yeah, stairs.
The amount of stairs I got, like, gasped almost. And I literally was like, I just live on a street. And then they said, so then where's your house? I said, it's on
a street.
I was like, it's on a street. What do you mean, where's my house? And they were like, so you don't live in a neighborhood? And then I was like, no. And then they asked me what my address was. And I was like, and then I said my address.
Yeah.
And then they were like, so then whenever people ask you, like, where you're from, what do you say? And I was like, I say, like, at this point, I honestly did not really give a fuck. And I was like, I say that I'm from Iroquois. And that's it. And I was,
because that is it.
And they were, like, literally, like, too stunned to speak that I did not live in a neighborhood. I was like, I literally live on a street. And they were like, I was like, oh my God. God forbid a house.
Wait, no, this, the part where they're like, well, where's your house?
Well, where's your house?
On the fucking street.
Again, on a street. It's not floating in fucking space.
Like,
you
what? Fuck. Like, what?
Sorry. Okay, respectfully. But I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's just questions like that. Like, obviously, my house has to be somewhere. And it's just like microaggression almost. It's like, or very, like, passive aggressive.
It's
very positive.
It's like the tone. We can't really, like, reenact the tone, but it's like the tone or, like, the base that they would give you, like,
yes, like
the fair,
yes, like, it's like, then where's your house?
Yeah, or like the TARC comments, like, please,
please, please, please,
that's where you live.
please.
Yeah, that's where I live.
And what about it? And what, like, I am still here.
This doesn't have anything to do with me.
That's okay.
But, okay, so my little sister, she made the dance team at Assumption 1 year. And she was asked to, like, join. So it's, like, dance team, and then it's, like, competition. Now, you know, Ash was at her studio for competition, and she just went to that studio for the dance team.
Right, makes sense.
I think we knew this. Okay. So, mind you, dance team, way out in the East End. Her dance studio, Valley Station.
Close, right.
South End, Valley Station, like, whatever. Close, way closer to home.
Way closer.
So, they would always get on Ash, oh, like, why do you go to that studio? But Ash is really good. Really good. So, like, there wasn't really much you could, like, say.
Say for it, right.
So, there was that.
Because her dance just spoke for itself.
Yeah. So, dance team rolls around. You know, you get those order forms to order all that, whatever, all that stuff. What gear, whatever.
Gear, yep.
I can't remember if it was a bag or a jacket. I don't remember which one it was. For some reason, I want to say it was a bag, but it could have been a jacket. Don't know. Maybe it was a bag. She already had a dance bag, so maybe she didn't need this bag.
Okay.
Whatever. We'll say, I don't know. A bag. One of them that was so expensive that also Ash didn't want.
Right. She didn't need it.
And didn't need.
And that's where I feel like, too, real quick side note, is that I feel like how we grew up, too, we know exactly what we do need and what we don't.
Like, want versus need.
Yes. And we know the difference between what we want and what we need. And there is such a distinct difference. Yes. And I feel like that really makes us choose a lot more wisely about what we purchase and about what we actually want to. Go ahead. Sorry.
God, I guess it was a bag. I don't... Now it's really going to bother me that I don't know which one it was. But... So, she didn't get this one thing that everybody else had. Was the only one.
Okay.
Now, Ash is Ash.
She doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Right.
At all. Maybe... I mean, she doesn't show she cares. Maybe deep down she's like, oh, I'm the only one. But to be honest, Ash would have rather been at her dance studio than at dance team. The people, like, to everything. Rather been at the studio.
100%.
Oh, God. One day, I think Ash and Mom were home, like, at Mom's in the South End, okay? Mom's house, not apartment, in the South End. The teen mom from the dance team. Or something, I don't know what transpired, but brought Ash this bag. Because Ash didn't order it. Because they thought we didn't have the money.
Oh my God.
So, they brought her, like, they all pitched in and bought
the bag.
Bought this bag, like, all embroidered, like, with her name, like everybody else's was. Bought
Stop.
Her. No,
Stop.
I swear to God.
That is literally ridiculous.
Bought her this bag. Now that's, like, not the only thing that happened on the dance team. There was a lot of things.
No, but that is ridiculous, though. Yeah. Because at that point, like,
there was a lot of things that...
Like, was there even a question beforehand?
No, like, she just didn't have this...
She just didn't order it, and so their first
thing was, like,
they can't afford it.
They can't afford it.
Again, it's the pre-bias. It's fucking crazy to me.
So, again, it's crazy. So this happens... Ash brings his bag. And Mom, like, laughed.
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
Laughed, like, and then said, like, Ash even, like, noticed. Ash is not stupid. Like, she's, like, a junior, senior at the, I think she was a junior at this point. And she is a very smart girl, but, like, she's like, Mom, they, like, think we're poor. And Mom was like, just play that poor girl act, see what all that they can actually get from if we're gonna perceive you like that, then see what you can get out of it.
Literally, because, like, at that point, that's their choice.
Not, like, fuck it. Like,
right, literally, fuck it. Because there's nothing that we can do in that situation to make or change their perception that you are not this poor girl.
Yes.
As soon as they, as soon as people like that confirm in their head that you are this way, you cannot change it, no matter how hard you try. You could literally come in with the most expensive outfit, with the best, newest handbag ever,
but they do.
And they will still pin you as this poor girl.
And then another time, this has to do with dancing, that's why I'm gonna keep going, but like, Ash had this friend, East End girl, she came over to mom's house. It was either for something before, like, it was like before plans or something that was close, whatever. She's like, oh my gosh, this is nice. Like, I didn't think it would be this nice.
It's that stuff I cannot stand. Like, they are shocked that we can have nice things.
And, like, mind you, okay, like, I don't really, like, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, and Ash or mom, I don't know, was like, what did you expect? Mom said, then the teen mom had to come over for something, and mom was like, mom made a, like, sly joke. She was like, I know, getting off that exit probably scared you, didn't it?
No, I'm telling you, they are literally, like, afraid to even, like, go down that exit.
She was, and mom's going to exit further. Like, it's faster to get to it further. Further, the exit further, which is more south end, whatever. But mom literally was like, I was afraid you weren't going to make it off that exit. Thought you were going to, like, get too scared. Like, making a joke. Uh-huh. And she's like, comes in, she's like, oh, this is cute. What the fuck do you mean?
Pinned Ash, like, it was like that for the whole time.
I hate that.
How she was like this poor girl.
I hate that.
And she was like the only poor girl on the team. I hate that. Because again, you can't change the narrative that they have for you in their head at that point. Like, there is nothing that you can show up and do to change it. But it's crazy to me because people like that, they get so surprised whenever we have nice things. And that's where I feel like, too,
or like
being in our shoes, I feel like it makes us, or it can make us feel like we don't deserve nice things, that we can't have nice things, that we can't go for nice things, because I swear, it's like every single time that we do, people get shocked that we have it. And it's
not
like,
even nice things. And it's like, that's what I'm saying.
It's like the most
very mediocre, very average
things, and they are even surprised that we have the average things. Yes, it's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, by no means, like, is mom's house extravagant, rich, like, whatever. It's very average, very, like, a house on a street.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that is the crazy part to me, is, like, that was so shocking to them that we live in an average house.
This is cuter than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any more stories?
I'm good with them. Those are my two main ones.
Yeah, my main one was
whenever we would play at Valley and everyone would be like, oh, Valley.
Oh my god, yeah. So whenever we would, like, be in, like, our state championships for, like, volleyball.
Or literally a lot of stuff is at Valley because the gym is huge.
The gym's huge. It's nice. You have great parking spaces.
Yes.
It's just a great space for big events.
Yes.
And I mean, like, Valley's, like, right by us. Like, that is literally, like, in our back pocket.
So
we would always get so happy whenever these things would be at Valley. And literally, everyone would be like, oh my god,
it's so far,
we have to go out to the ghetto, we have to go to Valley, Valley's so gross,
or the
dirty Dixie,
like, or the, oh, my parents won't even let me drive.
Oh my god, there's, real quick, one more story too, is that I knew this girl in high school, and her boyfriend also lived in the South End, and she would tell me her parents would not let her go to her boyfriend's house once because of where
he lived,
because they did not think that she would be safe to
drive home or drive there.
Drive there and back. Her parents would not let her go see her boyfriend at her boyfriend's house just because they were afraid. Her boyfriend's parents' house.
Because they
were afraid that she would not be safe on her drive. What? You're acting like the drive is gonna kill her. And also, again, what is gonna happen between the drive, her walking into your boyfriend's house, being with your boyfriend and his family, and then walking back and leaving?
Like, and then driving.
They, or not they, some people just look at the South and it's like a literal war zone. Like they think it's like the like dungiest, like most violent, high in crime. And I'm like,
literally.
And I'm like, honestly, all of that really describes the Highlands right now, because that's where all of the shootings are happening right now. That's where all of this. Okay, again, I'm not saying that shootings.
To be honest, like Louisville is just not a great.
Louisville is not a great city in general.
No, period. Whether you're from the West End, East End,
South End, or North, like Louisville is Louisville at the end of the day.
Literally.
And I feel like whenever you are from the South End, it just goes back to just being more inclusive, and I feel like just really making and seeing each person as like an equal. And I feel like whenever you grow up in Louisville and the East End, you look at like you own Louisville. Like that's where like the people who were from the East End literally acted like they ran the fucking city, that they could just like walk all over people, that they could do literally just like whatever they wanted. And that's where I feel like
Think that they didn't even like know about any other part.
Yeah, that's also true. Like that's just like what they knew.
Like they had no, like they'd be like Valley, like just go back to Valley, like mm-hmm. Valley, like if they never been there before, Valley, what is like, Valley?
It's so far. It's
like, oh my god, it's far. Where is it?
Oh my god, it's down here.
But then it would be so crazy because they would always complain about the drive, but then they would always expect us to make the drive to go
there.
To their house,
because to them it is more worth it for us to drive to their house,
the better place
than for them to make that drive and come where it's trashy and ghetto and gross. Like it's just
where
crazy.
Like where's the correlation?
Like right, like it's just fucking crazy.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, how did the South End shape who you are today?
I think kind of getting back into it, but like I feel like I see reality.
Mm.
I see like how it is like to live. Like it costs a lot of money to provide for yourself to live. Like you have to work hard. You have to work for what you have. Like it doesn't come to you given if you're from money and it's passed down like generationally, like you see that you don't really have to work as hard. Like you are guaranteed that. You probably have a trust fund.
Mm-hmm. You will never have that anxiety, that worry about how
you're gonna pay rent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like
that will never ever
like,
come to you.
For me, I mean, like it also made me like see like the diverse people, like.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like, there wasn't just white people that lived in my street. It wasn't just, like, any other ethnicity that lived on the street. Like, it was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of different people.
A lot of different cultures, a lot of
different
ethnicities that you were seeing.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't just white and black. It was
like,
Mexican. It was
like
Asian. It was literally
like,
so...
Like, I don't know. It's just, like, I know, like, I've seen a lot of the diversity is... I'm very thankful for, like, knowing that you have to work hard. Like, a lot of the stuff isn't just given to you. Like, you have to work for it. And I think that growing up like that, you become a more successful adult because of those, like, core values. Those, like, you have that instilled in you at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Oh, like, I love that. And I feel like even just touching on, I think, being exposed to diversity at such a young age, too, that just, I think, made it so much easier to grow up, especially just as, like, a white woman, whenever we got to college, too, like, I saw, like, very drastic different ways on how people handled even being around, like, a diverse, like, group of people. Like, that's where, like, I feel like we are both very comfortable whenever we are around a, like,
yes,
like, we are both very comfortable with being around a diverse group of people because it's not something new, right? Like, it's not something new to us. And that's where I feel like you see, especially white people who I think get so uncomfortable with being around people of color, that it's just because they are not exposed
or
to it.
Literally any other ethnicity, any other color. It could be blue, pink, white, black, whatever the fuck you are. Like, I don't give a fuck. And I think because I grew up where I grew up, I
and like it's fine. Like I'm gonna talk to you how I'm gonna talk to you
100%.
The same way as I'm gonna talk to another white woman sitting next to me.
100%.
And that's where I feel like too. Like it's not that you have more respect. I think it's just that we respect people the same across the board. It's like we truly believe that every single person deserves the same level of respect, no matter where you came from, no matter what you look like, no matter what your story is. Like you deserve to be respected. You deserve to just like feel seen, I feel like. And I feel like not everyone grew up with the sense of wanting people to feel like that too.
The equality?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that I could definitely get on board with that, because I don't think there's a lot of people that see things the same way we see them if we're talking about people from high school.
Yes. Oh, agreed. Like, there's a lot of people from high school.
Let's just not get into that.
Yeah, okay, you're right, you're right.
You're right. That will go down a rabbit hole.
You're right. We aren't going to get into that, but... But if you are catching the drift, then you're catching the drift, to say the least.
Yes.
Yeah, we are very different from a lot of people from our high school.
That
and
we
how we view the world and our morals and our values and what we actually stand on and actually
advocate
for.
Yes, and yes.
But yes, I would say how the South Bend shaped who I am today. I would say it made me very prideful now from where I came from. I think I have so much pride into where I grew up and how I grew up. Into like the roots of like my story. I'm so proud of how our story began and kind of like how our story was slowly created, like the foundation that our childhood gave us growing up in the South End. I feel like we were able to learn so much about not just like ourselves, but I feel like honestly, growing up, we learned more about the world than ourselves. Like, I feel like we started to truly learn about ourselves more so in college.
Yes.
More so probably towards like the end of high school and college. But I think growing up, we learned more about the world and about street and like about street culture and just like about how the world works than I think we did about what we like to do and like what, you know, just like our likes and hobbies and stuff like that. Like we were always gonna have fun no matter what the
Like that was never some shit.
Right. Like that was never a quip. Like we were always gonna find something to get into.
Yes.
But I feel like we saw and truly valued learning how the world worked growing up more. And I feel like that just created such a good foundation for like where we are now, like for where we are at now. Because now that we are adults, now like going into the world, now like not being these children, kind of living through the world, it's like now we are trying to like make like our own way into the world, right?
But it is so different than how we were.
It's
20 years ago, now is so much different than how it was 20 years ago and like when we were growing up.
Agreed. And even like the cost of living is different. Even like the South End's different. The East End's different. Like there's been so much change, but I think that just something, or just with how the South End shaped who I am today, I feel like just the foundation of my morals and my values really came from the way that we grew up.
Me too.
Like I don't think that I would have
the
values and the morals that I do about just the fact that each and every person deserves respect, that each person deserves to be heard, and like all like those things. I feel like we would not have that level of foundation to respect people if we did not get exposed to it from the South End.
Now, that's to say, like, from where we grew up, yes, we gained a lot of that. I think now as being an adult and, like, looking back, I think somebody who didn't grow up in the South End could have the same morals values as we do.
Agreed.
They could.
Agreed.
But they'd have to... depending on how their parents raised them, because everybody's different. I think that has come like a lot of like more with educating yourself about things as an adult, and I don't really know if people take that time to do that. So I attribute that a lot to like we also have educated ourselves, but we've had to do it a lot less than another person from a different part of town because of how they grew up. We grew up the way we grew up, and we had the parents who we had who taught us what we have taken and like
kind of ran with.
Mm-hmm. versus someone who didn't grow up where we grew up and had it more, well, whatever, wealthier, mm-hmm. is that what it
yeah.
was, like, wealthier mm-hmm. in a different part of town, you didn't see what we saw,
mm-hmm.
so if you were to have those same morals and values, it was because you taught yourself
it.
That.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
so
love
that.
So
does that
too.
Make sense?
That makes complete sense too. Because I do think that we still had to take time to also educate ourselves.
And especially
into...
you, because you have a lot of different morals and values than your parents. So I think
yes.
for you, you grew up that way, but you had some other voices in your ear. But
mm-hmm.
the way you grew up, where you grew up,
mm-hmm.
shaped that. And then you educated yourself on the other morals and values that you wanted.
That I wanted mm-hmm. completely.
Like, does that
yes.
agree with that?
110%. Because that's what I was going to say, too, is that I felt like taking time to actually, like, educate myself into making my own decision for what I wanted to believe in and what I wanted to stand on. Like, I knew, like, there was a point. It was, like, my senior year of high school, maybe. I don't know. I kind of just honestly just said that. But it was, like, at some point during high school. Don't.
Literally.
Like, I have no fucking idea. But it was some point during high school where I genuinely was, like, I want to create my own beliefs. I want to create my own values. Like, I want to choose what I do and do not believe in as far as how I talk to people, as far as how I view people, about how I view privilege even. Like,
but I commend you for that because I educated myself on different things.
Mm-hmm.
My morals and values have mm-hmm. definitely come from my parents.
Agreed, because your parents have also been very outspoken with how much that they stand on their values and morals, and their values and morals are so great as far as how they view
things,
and treat people and situations and environments. Yes, exactly. Like,
so,
they have always been very 10 toes down into what they believe in, and I fucking admire them for
and
it.
I think
it's amazing.
I think, though, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
mm-hmm.
they instilled that so hardcore
mm-hmm.
in all three of us, given, like, we all three have our own, like, different opinions on certain things
right.
and this and that, but, like, that's where I think I commend you more, because your parents really aren't like my parents.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But we are so similar in our morals and beliefs, but that's because you educated yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I am educated, but I didn't really...
But your education as far as your morals and beliefs and how you move, I feel like was more passed down from your parents.
Yes.
Like, the knowledge and how you move was passed down to you, whereas I more so had to, like, go seek out and truly learn what I believed was right and what I believed was wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
That's
yes.
what that's
agreed.
Exactly what I
agreed.
In that way, that's
yes.
what I'm saying.
Because I feel like my parents, they were, like, 10 toes down as far as, like, how hard I worked and, you know, and, like, making sure that I earned every single thing. But we never truly talked about, like, morals and beliefs and values as far as how to treat people and how to go about situations and stuff like that. Like, that
yeah.
was where it was honestly trial and error, and it was a lot of me, like, having to unlearn my ways on how I would handle certain situations or how I would even, like, view certain people or things
yes.
and just completely strip away what I believed to be true and was like, let me just sit back and just see you.
Learn
from you. And then from there, I felt like
yeah.
I got so much hands-on learning just because I just constantly, like, I made a goal to myself to just kind of, like, put myself out there and honestly just have, like, exposure therapy, truthfully.
That's
it was
like,
just, like, you know.
But that's, like...
And just from that, I think that that's where some people can call me, like, fearless and this and that, because they say, like, they say that I can talk to literally, like, anyone in this fucking planet, which, again, I can. I can
talk to that brick wall over there.
Literally, and we would have the greatest conversation ever. We have two more questions.
Okay, we can get...
What time is it?
We have 15 minutes.
Okay, let's make these short. What's something people get wrong about the South End that you wish they would understand?
Jesus, I think we've been talking about this the whole fucking time.
Know, so.
I think, like, they get... They don't know. They just perceive it some way, and they never even been, or something like that. Like,
yeah,
they
love
just
that.
Have this perception, and they never even, like, have been to see what it is, what it's like
what it's about.
The South is like the greatest fucking place ever because of the people.
Agreed.
Like literally, like the people. You will never walk past a person that gives
dirty looks.
Like,
and everyone's so excited to also like say hi to you and ask.
Or like, if someone isn't from the South End, like, and they're visiting or something, oh, welcome! Like, hope you have a great time. Like, here's some. These are things you should go see. Like,
It's always trying to like give you something. Like, I feel like for the South End to not have the funds and to not have all of these resources,
but the people are there.
The people there do such a good job in just like giving out all of what they have. Like, and that's where I feel like, the South End is small, but like it's mighty. And I feel like the South End, like, yes, we don't have the funds, we don't have this and that, but what we do have, we are going to pour out into the people,
into the community,
and that is
into
what is, yes, and that is what is so,
but
so
that's
special.
The difference.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, how we're raised, who you're around, what you see, you take that into your adulthood, and you also want to do that. Like, if I do end up coming back, I don't want to live anywhere else.
Right. No, same.
Like, I would, if I came back to Louisville, I would choose to live in the South End purely for the environment, the people, the community. Everybody wants to help everybody. And maybe it's trashing, whatever the fuck you want to call it, other people want to call it. Like, it's about the people to me. And I know that you're the same way, because the relationships and everything, like, those are the people you want to talk to. It's not the snobby, snooty, I'm better than you people that you'll run into somewhere else.
Yes, agreed. And that's where I feel like the South End is literally just like about people and connection.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, a relationship, and you truly cannot find a community centered around giving back to its people, I think, as much as the South End does.
Yeah.
And it is so special because no one's in competition with each other. No one's trying to outdo the person's lawn or, you know, no one cares. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'll even go and walk around some neighborhoods within like the South End, because again, I don't have a neighborhood, so I have to go somewhere else and walk. God forbid. So I literally walk down my hill and then I walk across to the neighborhood across the street.
Right.
And it literally gets to a point where now I have the people come outside their house and like, hey, you know, and just like stuff like that. But it's crazy though, because if you would take someone from the East End and go on like a walk or something, I bet you $1,000 that they would be almost like afraid to go outside and walk. Or like I think about too, even going for like a walk, like the East End people would be afraid to even go on a walk. And like, it's just crazy because I feel like that fear that they feel is, again, just those pre-biases that they have, that the South End is dangerous, that they're gonna die, that they're gonna have all these horrible things happen to them. And I'm like, first off, that shit can happen anywhere.
Literally
anywhere. Oh, I have a story actually. Whenever I was at work, whenever I was at work, a guy there said that he was going down to like the South End, kind of like by Valley and Dixie. It was like a
Dixie.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
I was just
so saying. A guy from work was saying that he was going down to Dixie, and there was this girl at my work, and she said that makes sense on why he's from there. And then I literally was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm from there. Mind you, no one at work at this point knew that I was from the South End, because again, it's not their business. But then she said that, and then I was like, oh, well, I'm from there. And she literally goes, you're from there? You're from there, Carly? I would have never guessed. And I literally said, so what's the difference between me and him? Because him and I grew up very, very similarly, and you're just viewing him because why? Because his beard's a little bit whatever or something like that. Like, it was just like, it's just like things like that where people are so quick to base people's appearances off of their living situation. That was so fun. I hope that you guys enjoyed that. we will for sure start to do these at least once a month is my goal, because I just love sharing my stories, my input, my opinions to you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all enjoy your Sunday, enjoy your day, have a lovely week. Make sure to like and subscribe and tune in next week on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you guys. Bye.